Log Talk Radio.
All right, it's me again, and this is Jane Rimming reporting here. It's almost midnight now, but yeah, I meant to do this earlier, but I got issues that came up unexpectedly. You know, I have to take care of them. Yeah, you know, I just want to get this out of the way before I go to bed. I mean, I'm not going to wait until the morning time to get this done. But anyways, this is the third episode of Spiritual Empowerment, Personal Sovereignty, a podcast series that is here to help empower you and help you rediscover your personal sovereignty, which is a birthright that has been hidden from you by the powers that shouldn't be. The purpose of this podcast is to inspire you to go out and make a difference in the world and in your life as well, for you to become, to actually rediscover your personal, your inner power, and the power to make changes in your life and in the world around you. This mid-morning, I'm going to talk about one of the things that really has been holding back humanity, something that really seems to be like a self, it's like an auto-limiter of people taking back their power and asserting their sovereignty, their natural rights, and their free will, in asserting that they're free beings. Something that's been holding us back for millennia now. And that is this thing, and that is this thing called authority, and how it's been one of the biggest barriers to people rediscovering their own inner power. Yes, I understand that in the current state of low consciousness, I'm going to get this out of the way, that in the current state of low consciousness that this world is currently getting what it's deserved, quite frankly, through its collective co-creations that are creating a chaotic reality, and how we are misusing, through our ignorance, our own free will to be free wings, instead of using that free will to create even more abundance, more love, more freedom. We're using it to enslave each other through our selfish whims and our selfish attitudes. That's just the reality of it, and how all this is actually leading us to become, has led us and is keeping us enslaved by external forces who are attracted to this chaotic mess that we have created, and how these external forces that a lot of people call, you know, besides the powers that should be, there's also the spiritual, you know, there's actually negative ETs, you know, non-physical entities many call archons, or other beings who feed off the energy of human suffering, who are controlling and enslaving us. The reason why they're here is because of the fact they simply are attracted to the energy that we put out, because of the fact that we are putting out all this fear-based consciousness, all this uncertainty. They're taking advantage of our fallen condition as human beings, because human beings, this planet in general, used to be something different, something better than what it is now. You know, what I'm talking about here, what I'm exposing, is actually a big barrier to us getting back to what it used to be before this all happened eons ago, or whatever. But I'm going to expose the fact that in reality we shouldn't be controlled by individuals anyway, and the fact that people need to start standing up for their rights regardless. Even though, like I said, the reason why, one of the things that, I'm going to get into the fact that a lot of people think we need authority because the fact that they figure, hey, there's going to be chaos, like there's no chaos now. But I'm going to get into that in a minute, a little later. But people buy into this lie that they have to obey these external forces. And they have bought into a bigger lie, this thing called hierarchy. The fact that there's people out there that are literally better than you. In fact, these people are nothing. They're just, like, they're actually no better than you and I. Yet you look at them differently because they wear uniforms and they give themselves these elaborate titles. All these things that have no basis in nature. But people just don't get it, and a lot of people are just too stubborn to see this because they're warped. Their minds are still, you know, really entranced in this matrix illusion. And one of the things about this matrix illusion is this belief in superstition known as authority. Let's see what else. I mean, the lie that we have to obey these beings, and whether it be physical human beings or non-physical in nature, what a lot of people don't understand that, you know, a lot of the people, the gods that people worship in the past were based on certain authority, external forces or authorities that want to enslave and control people. I mean, that's a complicated subject in itself, and I'm not going to get into that because it's way too complicated. And I'm not the one to talk about that because, like I said, it's way too complicated. Okay. Like I said, in spiritual nature, there's also no hierarchy. There isn't. That's a myth. It's a lie. I'm gonna be flat out honest with you with that. It's a lie. I mean, the fact that the idea of a hierarchical force is created by organized religion and the ones who can create organized religion to control people in the first place. I mean, that's what is something else that a lot of people need to get into their thick heads. Because, like I said, this idea of authority and divine rights, or this idea that I have this right to pretty much decide, you know, or if you were to be condemned or judged, all this nonsense was created by this power structure. I mean, the same people who invented religion have invented government. They have invented these things to try to fool you into actually giving away your personal sovereignty and your power away to someone else. That's just the bottom line, which is something that a lot of people don't want to hear. I'm just being flat out honest with you about that. But again, a lot of people don't want to believe this. A lot of people want to just deny and says, oh, we need this. But you don't understand that authority is holding us back. We need to stop being, and authority is just, people believe in authority leads to this ridiculous thing called man's law and this weird phenomenon called victimless crime, where the fact that people are being thrown in a cage or being killed over things that actually they shouldn't be being killed over for, or being thrown into a cage over. But let's get into the fact that, let me put it this way. Actually, wait a minute. I'm going to hold off on that and talk about it in a minute. I want to talk about human nature for a second because let me go back further, actually. I want to talk about the fact, hold on. Okay, yeah. I want to go back to the whole thing about the fact that there's no authority in spiritual nature. Because of the fact that any light being out there who claims who's light being out there, any non-physical being out there who is claiming to be this authority, claiming to tell you, who's telling you to do things versus giving you suggestions, that person is what you call a false light being, or what I like to call an archon. That's just the bottom line about it. Now, I want to talk about human nature for a second. The fact that a lot of people think we need authority because of the fact that human beings are somehow inherently evil or sinful or whatever. But, you know, it's all that whole original sin thing is just another thing there to disempower you and to make you seem like you're worthless, you're powerless, and you need some kind of authority in your life to rule and control over you. It's all myth. It's all lies. Anyways, like I said, human nature is neither inherently good or evil. It's actually it's programmable. It is based on, like I said, it is based on the environment that it came out of. If someone is raised in a good environment, there's a very likely chance they're going to become good individuals. If someone's raised in a bad environment or a bad neighborhood, they're going to become bad you're going to become bad. For example, someone was born in a war zone where there's a constant, all this fighting and all these chaotic things are going on. They came from a dysfunctional family or whatever. Yeah, they're very likely to become bad individuals. The reason why the human race is the way it is now is because of the fact that the fact that most human beings aren't raised properly. They're not taught things about consciousness and universal law, and they're not taught to reconnect with their inner divine self. That's within them. their connection to Source, what is also known as Creator, as the Creator, or also known as God. That's some of the things you have to consider. Human nature is not inherently evil nor inherently good. It's just programmable. And this ties into the whole authority theme because of the fact that a lot of people out there want to talk about how, if this ties into the fact that people think that we need authority. No, that's as Locke and Rose calls it, it's a superstition. Authority is a superstition. And by the way, do yourselves a favor and get that book through whatever means. You know, the book is called The Greatest Superstition by Locke and Rose. I think that book will introduce you to the idea that we don't need authority. And ironically, the reason why, but at the same time, authority exists because of the fact that humanity manifested this through their unconsciousness and through actually believing that they needed to be ruled. And they have become so dependent on this rule by external forces that are there to ultimately enslave us. And some of the alternatives to authority that I'm going to list here, it are these things. Getting back to people actually following the principles of universal law, which is what I talked about in podcast episode 2. And I've actually, talked about in snippets in my videos on my YouTube page. And on my WordPress blog, I have an article that called Universal Law and the Critical Importance of That, of It. So go read that. Excuse me. Healing our souls from all this emotional, mental trauma that we have now and through various lifetimes, because of the fact that a lot of these traumas actually don't go away. They build up in the soul, in the subconscious mind, and they influence us on a subconscious level, and they make us act out these negative behaviors. Another solution is understanding consciousness and becoming higher conscious beings, that we need to start doing this for ourselves. And we need to do as a collective. We need to really start to actually really work on ourselves. If we want a world where we can truly actually get rid of this superstition called authority, we really need to start to becoming an authority of ourselves. We need to start to actually clean ourselves up because we're actually suffering from what you call external chaos, I like to call it. I mean, not external chaos. Well, I mean, internal chaos. I'm sorry. Internal chaos. That's what we're suffering from, even though we do live in a chaotic world. What else? Sorry, I keep saying what else. I have a little outline I'm reading here. Okay. And another problem here with the illusion of authority is it will continue because, like I said, it's as long because people have self-fulfilling fears about how humanity can't live without it. But yes, humanity can definitely live without it. Humanity can do this if they start working on themselves and start living by the universal laws. Stop actually trying to actually live selfishly and live in what I like to call what some people call the pleasure trap. You know, trying to fulfill their own pleasures at the expense of others. And you wonder why there's enslavement, why there's even authority, even though at the same time authority originally has been used as a tool to control people. It actually has become this whole, it's amazing to me how universal law works, how if we as a collective do bad things, the punishment is us getting enslaved and us attracting negative forces out there that will enslave us for various different reasons. And it's just frustrating how humanity's low consciousness is actually enslaving us, like I stated, and keeping this thing called authority alive. Because of and preventing us from ground-up solutions to all the problems that go on in the world. But most people are not interested in wanting to do these radical, holistic changes that are based these are true nonviolent solutions. Because authority, what authority really is using violence to solve everything, to solve all the fundamental problems with ourselves that are really spiritual within us. We're suffering from a sickness based on a bunch of emotional traumas that we have been suffering from for many thousands of years in various different lifetimes. What we need is healing, and we need to actually, not only that, we need to start really calling people out on their BS, or when it comes to why things are the way they are, and why is there all this wrongdoing and evil in the universe as well going on. Our spiritual awakening is ultimately a journey of self-discovery, along with how our past different from one another. The biggest problem with authority is it tries to even suggest that people live a certain way and do things a certain way. That's the biggest problem, not understanding that all our paths are different in the way in how our spiritual journeys, individual journeys, even though we may have similar paths, at the end of the day, one size doesn't fit all. And the biggest problem with authority is it hinders that, and it creates this codependency on these authority figures, you know, and that which goes into the whole salvationism that's popular within, for example, the mainstream Christian religion. This fact they think that we can solve all our problems by just throwing away our God-given free will, natural rights, in our personal sovereignty, our personal responsibility and self-ownership, throw it all away and give it to someone else. Then somehow you're going to think that's going to solve all our problems. Look at all these people out there who are bought into salvationism, this scam called salvationism. You look at them. This hasn't healed their traumas and all the personal things within themselves. The reason why they seem like they become better people is because of the fact they think that, oh, I just need to give myself to someone else because of the fact that I'm somehow saved from this damnation. This whole idea of damnation is nothing more than a myth and a fear tactic created by the controllers to get you to believe those things. And it's one of, because fear is a powerful tool of mind control. Yes, the fear of mind, I mean, this tool of mind control, fear. Because it's there to hold your consciousness back. That's what it's ultimately all about. It's there to hold your consciousness back. And I'm going to tell you something else. Authority is just really nonsensical in nature because people collectively in the millions rejected the agendas that are imposed on us and stop putting all our energy into this matrix-like system, this matrix that's keeping us enslaved, then people stop following their orders, especially people who work in police, military, and government bureaucracy, or even in private corporations that are contributing to our enslavement. Like if you were someone who works for Monsanto, for example. You know, people, like I said, and the worst part about it is the fact that people do these things, enslave us, and ultimately themselves, for money. They actually don't understand that they're enslaving themselves. But many people actually don't understand that. That's because of the fact that what it really is about is the fact that a lot of these people are materialist, social Darwinist, you know, they have a satanic mindset, you know, they think that this is okay, that it's one life, I have one life to live, so I'm going to do whatever the hell I want, even if it means we're harming other people or working for evil, if they give me a lot of money, you know, that's what they don't understand, they fail to see that there's a spiritual, you know, there's a spiritual reason to why all this evil is going on, and the fact that they're serving a really dark force. And they have no clue. They think they're serving some guy in a business suit. Oh, no, that person's just a puppet in comparison to who you're really serving, which is something they don't want to hear since a lot of these people are materialist or atheistic in their attitudes and so forth. And like I said, authority is also ridiculous, like I said. If people just stop following their orders, you know, for example, going overseas, murdering people, bombing their homes, you know, killing civilians, you know, which is what causes migrant crisis in the first place. And hey, people want to have the audacity to blame the migrants? Yet this is all a great example of cause and effect. The migrant crisis is a great example of cause and effect, along with people's enabling of these people, of your country and your so-called troops that you support going to these countries and doing these bad things. And your enabling look what it has manifested. Like I said, I by no means endorse all the chaos that the migrant crisis is causing. It's a horrible, sad thing. But this is just cause and effect in action. This is universal law and effect. But people don't want to believe that. They want to just excuse themselves for their bad behavior. Yeah, and they always want to actually want to blame it on someone else, which is another reason why we're messed up. But if people stop doing all these things, if we stop working for the control system, if people collectively say, look, this small group of people don't have power over this. We're going to say no, no matter what happens. Then the controls will lose their grip overnight. Even their militaries and their police forces won't be able to do anything because we outnumber them. If we say no, especially the order followers, and, you know, in some miraculous way say no, I mean, they realize that them following orders is one of the worst things you can do, is one of the ultimate evils out there. If they stop doing these things, we can shut down the system overnight. These controls will no longer have power over us at all. I just find it even more amazing that a small group of people control us. Most of these people don't ultimately have no power. Yet they have found, but they have used their intellect to actually trick us through various means, mainly through intimidation, into fooling us into believing that they're, and ultimately what it comes down to is the fact they have fooled us into believing that they have the right to rule over us. It started with the fact that they have claimed that they have been ordained by the Creator, which is not true, never has been true, or the fact that they somehow, or they have all these great ideas and solutions, and they say, look, if you give your power to me, I'll make all these things happen. That's what it all comes down to. It's more complicated than that, but that's just examples. It's very similar because it's like a plantation where there's hundreds of slaves and there's one slave owner. And that one slave owner wants to make an example of the other slave. And he beat it to ever-living hell out of that slave in front of a bunch of slaves who could easily right now, retaliate and actually beat up that one slave owner themselves and get the hell out of that farm. Or they can organize together and say, look, this one guy has no power over us. We are free beings. We have actually been fooled into believing these guys have powers. We outnumber these plantation owners, and particularly this one single plantation owner. Because this whole entire world is a plantation, and we're the slaves, and we outnumber these controllers in their muscle, you know, the hired guns, their police and their militaries. We outnumber them. Yet people don't understand this, and because of the fact that people are so divided and so selfish, and I'm going to get into divide and conquer. I might do that in the next podcast. Get into divide and conquer. And how that's keeping us from collectively standing up and rising about. I'm going to really get into that. And I'm going to also in the future get more into order following and how order following is one of the number one causes of why we're enslaved. And one of the most nonsensical results of this religion called authority. It has no basis in nature. Because quite frankly, as a true spiritual person, you realize that authority is evil and that you have no right to control other people. You may be able to strongly suggest things or to give your opinion or to actually say or so forth, but like I said, in nature, you can't control another person ultimately because it's wrong. You can't control a person for their quote-unquote own good. You can't physically harm another individual unless they're actually trying to physically harm you or someone else or manipulate or whatever. Because authority, quite frankly, is just one of the things I just can't stand about this matrix-like reality, the fact that there's people out there who claim they have a right to rule over me, and people try to make these little euphemisms about how, oh, there's this social contract about how you have to obey these rulers in their jurisdiction, which is nothing more than more artificial bullshit. That's what it really is, the social contract thing. I mean, what the hell that came from? It's just more euphemisms to try to justify something they know is nonsensical in nature. There's no social contract. It doesn't exist because it doesn't exist in nature, except for universal law. Those are our social contracts, our true, hidden, occulted social contracts that they won't tell you about. because no one has control over me and tells me what I can and can't do with myself as long as I'm not harming another individual. I'm not going to stand for that. But unfortunately, you live in a world where people would stand for that, along with the fact that people's negative co-creations are affecting me. So I have to be subjected to this nonsense as well. It's very frustrating. And that's why a lot of people need to understand that authority is a sham. It's BS. No one controls me at all. I am my own person. I rule me. And I have the right to do whatever the hell I want as long as I'm not harming another individual, live like I want, talk like I want, say what I want, and do what I want. As long as I'm not harming another individual. And actually be able to pursue my own spiritual path without anyone telling me what's up. In terms of, or telling me what I need to do or what I have to do. No. Because I am my own being. I'm a free being. And that's what a lot of the, and taking back your power is saying no to authority and while questioning authority, because authority is all about lying to you, to keep you under their authority, to keep you dumbed down. Because if you're dumbed down, you're not going to see through authority's bullshit and see through the idea that authority is bad. That's just the bottom line about it. That's something that you got to know. And, all right, you know what? That's it for this midnight version of the podcast. I don't think I've actually adequately explained this in the way I really want to, but I kind of completely went off the script here, but, hey, I still able to actually get my point across. Because throughout my podcast series, you're going to start to see more and more why authority is ridiculous. In the meantime, you know, like I said, go look for the book, The Greatest Superstition, to have as an introduction to this, along with the fact that authority is inherently wrong in nature. Because no one has control over you but yourself. Things that actually reward and punish us is universal law. Our punishments are this world is pain and suffering as we see it now. That's our reward and punishment, which is what a lot of people fail to see in this free will universe. And again, this is the Lone Observer, known as J. Remy. This is it. I'm on the next podcast. I'm going to talk about Divide and Conquer and how it's actually really hindering our ability to collectively stand up, because I strongly believe that there's no way in hell we can really make changes and make any significant change until people collectively stand up together. And this divide and conquer thing is so, the whole thing is so complicated, I might have to spend two podcasts actually talking about it, since I got a 30-minute limit right now. But like I said, I'm going to get into that. But right now, know that you are the only person that controls yourself. You are a free will being. You're a sovereign individual. No one controls you but yourself. Regardless of what people say or what some idiot in a business suit or fancy robe tells you. It's all costumes. Those people are no better than you. It's that simple. So that's it for right now.